This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 22. Holding Even Tighter. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 42. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay here in prison, while the rest of you go and take grain back for your starving households. But you must bring your youngest brother to me, so that your words may be verified and that you may not die." This they proceeded to do. They said to one another, "Surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come on us." Reuben replied, "Didn't I tell you not to sin against the boy? But you wouldn't listen. Now we must give an accounting for his blood." They did not realize that Joseph could understand them, since he was using an interpreter. He turned away from them and began to weep, but then came back and spoke to them again. He had Simeon taken from them and bound before their eyes. Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain, to put each man's silver back in his sack, and to give them provisions for their journey. After this was done for them, they loaded their grain on their donkeys and left. At the place where they stopped for the night, one of them opened his sack to get feed for his donkey, and he saw his silver in the mouth of his sack. "My silver has been returned," he said to his brothers. "Here it is in my sack." Their hearts sank, and they turned to each other trembling and said, "What is this God has done to us?" When they came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them. They said, "The man who is lord over the land spoke harshly to us and treated us as though we were spying on the land. But we said to him, 'We are honest men. We are not spies. We were 12 brothers, sons of one father. One is no more, and the youngest is now with our father in Canaan.' Then the man who is lord over the land said to us, 'This is how I will know whether you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for your starving households and go. But bring your youngest brother to me, so I will know that you are not spies, but honest men. Then I will give your brother back to you, and you can trade in the land.'" As they were emptying their sacks, there in each man's sack was his pouch of silver. When they and their father saw the money pouches, they were frightened. Their father Jacob said to them, "You have deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more, and now you want to take Benjamin. Everything is against me." Then Reuben said to his father, "You may put both of my sons to death if I do not bring him back to you. Entrust him to my care, and I will bring him back." But Jacob said, "My son will not go down there with you. His brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm comes to him on the journey you are taking, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow." More than anything else, Jacob wanted to hang on to his ability to control life. He spent much of his adult life seeking to manipulate things and get his way. But here, his world was spinning out of control. He thought Joseph was dead, and now his son Simeon was held captive in Egypt. And for some reason, all the silver used to pay for the grain was back in everyone's sack. All that Jacob could think about now was that he might also lose his son Benjamin. So Jacob does what many of us would do. In the face of increasing threats, he tries to hold on tighter to what he has. But God has a way of confronting us with the limits of our abilities. We do not find happiness and peace by being in control of our circumstances. We find these blessings by letting go and entrusting ourselves to God. Jacob thought that everything was against him. But God, who gave his own son to restore lost sinners to himself, promises that he will also, along with Jesus, graciously give us all things. God strips us of the things we often hold so tightly, so that we may learn to receive his blessings by grace rather than trying to grasp them for ourselves. When you can't hold on tight enough to what you have, remember God's promise to hang on to you. Pray with me. On our own, Father, we cannot stand even for a moment. The world, the devil, and our own flesh are against us. But you are always for us in Christ. Strengthen us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.